It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Clean air advocates are calling on the federal government to do more about older trucks on the road in response to yet another report that shows the harmful health effects of diesel exhaust. The news couldn't come at a better time for one inventor from Knoxville, Tennessee. He's come up with a novel way to cut down on diesel pollution. And as Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, it all started with a parking ticket in New Jersey.
About 5 years ago in Great Smoky Mountains National Park, A.C. Wilson and his wife Doris had just set up their camper for the evening. They waited for A.C.'s brother-in-law, Carl, a long-haul truck driver, to show up, but it was getting late and they were getting hungry.
So we all went on to dinner without him and came back, and he was mad as a hornet. He'd been up in the Northeast, Jersey, and had gotten a ticket for parking on the on-ramp and idling his engine.
Carl left his truck running because that's the usual way truck drivers keep their cabs warm or cool through nature's extremes. That night, Wilson, a longtime tinkerer, pondered the predicament.
I bedded down in my motorhome, and I was laying there, and I thought, why can I not do this for a trucker? Because I have all the Cablevision, I've got heat and air on my rig, but I've got to come up with a way to put heat and air conditioning into a parked truck.
That night, Wilson got his idea. Picture a car vacuum hose, but instead of sucking air, the hose ends in a touchscreen panel and vents that deliver warm or cool air, and also telephone, satellite TV, and fast internet. The next morning, he showed his brother-in-law the sketch and soon found himself talking to truck stop companies.
And they were all very receptive to it and wanted to know where we'd been the past 20 years, but that was how it was actually founded.
Today, Wilson's company, Idle Air, makes a device that fits snugly into most truck windows. Drivers can find the connections at truck stops in 10 states. The company has received clean air awards from the Environmental Protection Agency and the state of California. And some major trucking companies like National Freight and Continental Express have signed on. They pay Idle Air $1.40 an hour, but save $2 every hour on diesel fuel.
Hello, my name is Jerome Porter. I drive for Continental Express.
Jerome Porter says he likes life on the road. He better. For most of the month, his truck is his home.
Living in my truck, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I make pretty decent money. I got a comfortable bed back there. As a matter of fact, I have two beds. I have a TV, have a DVD player, a VHS player, along with my laptop computer, so I can always find something to do to occupy my time.
But to keep his cab warm or cool, he needed to idle.
But you get up on the East Coast in New York, they don't like big trucks to idle their trucks. You know, you mainly have to have a heated blanket or idle your truck for, you know, 15 minutes to an hour. But if the police come by, you got to shut the truck off. Otherwise, they will ticket you.
Then one day, Porter pulled into a truck stop with Idle Air hookups.
I said to myself, well, let me see what it does. I'm not going to pass judgment on it yet. And once I felt how cold that air can get without me idling my truck, I was like, oh, I'm sold. I wasn't caring about the TV, the internet service, just the air.
Idle Air was initially aimed at alleviating the sweats and chills of life on the road, but it turns out the inventor stumbled on a partial solution for one of the nation's biggest air problems, diesel exhaust. The situation is so serious, 21 states make truckers limit their idling. California is the most recent. Tom Caquette is deputy executive officer at the California Air Resources Board.
Here in California, we have over 1 million diesels operating, and they cause a lot of smog. They are responsible for about half of the summertime ozone smog-forming emissions.
Half of all nitrogen oxide emissions in summer. But that includes diesel equipment and driving. What about just idling?
Well, the idling is about 50 tons per day of NOx and about 1 ton per day of particulate. That's about the same smog-forming emissions as 1.75 million cars would put out.
Truck engine makers are retooling, and they'll soon sell rigs that burn 97% cleaner. And the Bush administration is cracking down on tractors and construction equipment diesels. But that still leaves the trucks already on the road. Recent studies in California show even commuters who spend short periods in heavy traffic are getting significant exposures to diesel exhaust.
We've characterized what the impact of these diesel emissions are, and it's quite stunning. There's about 2,900 premature deaths every year from the emissions of diesels. There's about 250,000 asthma attacks that occur as a result of diesel emissions, and over 600,000 lost work days every year in California alone.
So when idle air came along and allowed trucks to turn off, regulators took notice. They started paying idle air to install facilities, in some cases defraying the company's capital costs.
See, this guy parks.
At a truck stop in Fresno, California, Idle Air employee Courtney Bowman shifts her weight from foot to foot to keep warm as she waits for her chance to persuade a weary trucker to give Idle Air a try.
Okay, your company that provides air conditioning, heat, Bluetooth plugins, phone, satellite TV, and internet.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a window adapter here that you will buy, which is $10. That's yours to keep. We give you a membership card with $10 already on it that'll hold you for like 7 hours. After that, it's $1.40 an hour.
Okay.
Here, you can get on the internet and browse. I'm not going to hold you up too long. I know you got to go.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Bowman gets about 30 seconds to make her pitch. It's too early in the day for much business, but a few who have hooked up are happy to say why. Daniel Johnson drives out of Rolla, Missouri.
And I wish there was more Idle Air. I'd pull into it every time I can, you know. If we turn off our truck in the summertime, we get too hot because of the heat coming off of the engine and the transmission and, you know, heat coming through the cab from the sun. And in the wintertime, it's just unbearably cold really, really fast. You know, you really do need to keep more of a constant temperature so you don't get yourself sick.
I hate pulling into a truck stop, trying to get some sleep, and somebody next to me decides he's going to run his rig all night.
Jeff Bird drives out of Sacramento.
It's annoying, and it's expensive, and it's polluting the air. And these are already extremely gross polluters, but everybody in America wants their product, so it's kind of a give and take. You're going to give up some clean environment so that everybody can have their Gucci handbags. We Americans are consumers of everything, from popcorn to Gucci.
But as much as Jeff Bird loves this service, he scratches his head about Idle Air's business model.
Like, I pull in and I use it for 3 hours. That's only $5. I you know, maybe the numbers crunch right, but to me it didn't seem like it would.
He has a point, says Linda Gaines, a physicist and diesel idling guru at Argonne National Laboratory Center for Transportation Research. Gaines says selling devices that let truckers shut off their engines and still have power should be a profitable game, and several companies are making a go of it. But she doesn't think Idle Air wins in an even race.
The installations are very expensive. They require a very large staff to run them. And the revenues from just the basic services are rather low. And so what we see is that a number of the initial installations have been funded by government grants, but we don't know how they're going to make it as a long-term viable business without government subsidies.
Potential competition includes small diesel engines and a fuel cell power unit developed by Freightliner and UC Davis. Also, some newer trucks are being built so they plug in where power's available. A.C. Wilson, Idle Air's low-key founder, though, says his model is competitive.
I mean, we're not out here promoting anti-idling or anything, but we are here to promote a solution that we think the communities and the drivers themselves would really like.
And for now, that's one way of making a dent in the nearly 1 billion gallons of diesel fuel burned each year by idling trucks. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.